Make a little focus on doing the little things. You know, how often do I talk about the little things? My clients are probably banging their head. Their ears are bleeding. I talk about the little things so often. Episode 556 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Hey guys, real quick, before we dive into today's episode, I've got to give a quick shout out to the team over at runlocker.com. If you're looking for, you know, kind of a high-end monthly delivery service of all kinds of different running goods and goodies, you definitely want to give Runlocker a try. It could be a great gift idea for yourself. You know, if somebody's looking for a gift to get you for a birthday or something like that, you can point them to Runlocker. If you're looking to give a gift for a friend, a running friend for, again, birthday or just because, or good luck for your race, whatever the case might be, or, and maybe best, if you're looking for a gift for yourself, you know, something that'll bring a little variety, some different options, maybe expose you to some different things, but not, you know, little knockoff sample packs, but actually like the real deal Holyfield. You know, I've gotten handheld water bottles in a Run Locker box, or I guess a run locker. I got a handheld water bottle, a nice, you know, kind of belt thing to with a pouch and things like that in case you need to hold keys, something like that. If you haven't tried one of those before, you can get those types of things. Arm warmers. I mean, you know, and there's been some food samples, snacks, or not samples, again, full products. So not just a little bite, but a full pouch of various fueling sources, picky bars, the whole nine yards. And it's different every month, which is awesome. So it's always a little bit of variety. So if you're interested, head over to runlocker.com. Let them know you heard about them over here from Diz Runs Radio. And give it a try and enjoy it. It's been a good ride so far for me getting those lockers. I always look forward to seeing what's in each one each month. And you can go ahead and check it out for yourself as well. Again, runlocker.com. So today, talking about comfort zones and maybe more appropriately, getting outside of your comfort zones and the relative danger of staying within your comfort zones. So this morning on my run, I was out getting a few miles in. Didn't really want to go for a run, but that's maybe a story for another day. But I slapped on the Jocko podcast, which I've talked about Jocko Willink before, and some of the mindset stuff and the overcoming obstacles. He's an ex-Navy SEAL and just kind of certified badass, as you know. I guess that's kind of an understatement. No shit, he's a Navy SEAL, so obviously he's a bit of a beast. But I was listening to the most recent episode of the Jocko podcast this morning, and he said something that was kind of a throwaway line. He was doing a Q&A episode today, answering people's questions, and somebody asked him a question. I don't remember exactly what the question was, but kind of his throwaway initial answer was just stop being comfortable. And, you know, as he went on to answer this person's question, the theme was, and the reminder was, is that if you're in your comfort zone, if you're comfortable, you're not going to grow there. And I started thinking about that, and I kind of probably spaced out for the next 15 or 20 minutes of the episode. I just kept thinking about this idea of how, as runners, if we want to grow in the sport, and whatever that means for you want to get faster, you want to run farther, you want to experience different things, try different types of races, whatever it is, if you want to grow and be more quote-unquote successful in the sport of running, you have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable. My first instinct when he said that, and when I started thinking about it from a running perspective, is that, oh, that's a great idea, but it's not something I can really talk about, because everybody, you know, as soon as you say get uncomfortable, that just, in everybody's mind, in my mind, I'm assuming maybe in yours as well, you know, the thought is we'll just run faster. So I just want to address that real quick. Getting uncomfortable and growing as a runner does not mean to just run faster all the time. I like to think, or I hope at least, that at this point, if you've been listening to the show for very long, you know my stance, you know where it comes on the, or where I come down on the idea of running faster all the time. Not the best thing for you. Pretty good way to burn out, to get injured, to actually not grow in the sport, but actually maybe break down and go the wrong direction. So, you know, that was my first thought. But then, I couldn't even really listen to much more of the podcast, at least for a good little chunk, because I kept thinking about this idea of, well, if the idea of growing in our sport, or if the goal of seeing growth as a runner means that we have to get uncomfortable, that we have to step outside of what is comfortable to us, what are some ways that we can do that? What are some areas where we get comfortable, we get complacent maybe, and see our progress and our growth level off because we're not pushing ourselves enough, because we're not being uncomfortable. So that was the genesis for today's quick tip, and I'm going to go through five things real quick of areas where you might be too comfortable. Five things that you know, if you can get yourself to step outside of the comfort zone in any of those five areas, you could really realistically see some pretty good growth, some pretty steady growth, some pretty rapid growth by just taking one area and saying, you know what, I'm comfortable here, but it's time to stop being comfortable. I want to grow. I want to get faster. I want to run farther. I want to be more injury proof. I want to improve my endurance. Whatever it is, whatever you're looking for, stop being comfortable and you might see that growth. So the first thing on the list is to stop running at such a meh kind of pace. And this one kind of almost flies counter to what I just said about not just running faster all the time. But, you know, what happens to a lot of us is, and I've talked about this before, so if you're a longtime listener, this isn't going to be new to you, but we tend to get into a pace or settle into the pace that feels comfortable. Okay? And typically, what that means is that it's not too fast, but it's also maybe not as easy as it should be to allow our bodies the recovery and the benefits of running easy. Because there's no question, and again, I've talked about this ad nauseum of late with the heart rate training thing, that running easy is valuable. That not pushing your limits all the time, but keeping things nice and simple, nice and slow often is what that often translates to, but not pushing the pace, keeping the pace comfortable, keeping it very, very easy is good for you. But Diz, you just said being comfortable in your pace is good for you. Aren't we supposed to not be comfortable? Yes. The pace that you're probably running at, possibly running at, a lot of runners tend to default to, is that middle ground. It's not comfortable enough, but it's not uncomfortable enough either. It's lukewarm. It's in the middle. It's meh. All right. So what you want to do if you think that might be the case, and a good way to measure that, or a good way to objectify that and see if that might be the case, is to look at your times, look at your paces for the last several weeks of running. Is your pace pretty much the same all the time? Even though you're doing a long run, even though you're doing an easy recovery run, even though you're doing a tempo run or a speed workout, are the paces pretty close? You know, maybe within the same window of a minute or a minute and a half between your hard workouts and your easy runs? Then guess what? You're meh. You want to see, you know, I have, when I do my, you know, my easy runs now, my heart, you know, following heart rate training, my easy runs tend to be above 10 minutes, a lot of times above 11 minute pace, occasionally sneaking into 12 minute pace. So somewhere typically probably on average about 10:45 to 11:15 pace is my average, you know, easy pace. But when I go hard, when I do a tempo run, when I do a speed training day, which I don't do very often, but when I do them, I freaking do them. I go hard. We're talking, you know, a tempo pace of 7 minutes or faster per mile. You know, speed workouts, doing quarter mile repeats, something like that, we're looking at less than, you know, faster than 6 minutes per mile pace for that 400 meters or 800 meters. I'm hammering it, going as hard as I can. Prior to this, the last year before I started this heart rate training thing, I spent a lot more time in the middle. I spent a lot more time running between 8:30 and 9:15 pace. And then when I would go hard, I was maybe going at 7:15 pace, 7:30 pace for 800 meters at that pace. Now I'm down to like 6:15, 6:20. Because when I go hard, I go hard. But when I go easy, I go easy. So if you're looking at your paces and everything is kind of lumped in the middle there, you're probably running too comfortable most of the time. And you need to really slow down, which can be difficult, which can be uncomfortable. I've had these conversations with many of you over the last several weeks where it's like, man, I like the idea of heart rate training, but the idea of running slower to get faster is a hard pill for me to swallow. Well, guess what? That's uncomfortable. You want to grow? Be uncomfortable. Think about slowing down. And then when you go hard, go hard. But that's not the only place. That's not the only area where you might be finding yourself too comfortable when it comes to the speed and the paces that you're running. Another area that you might be a little bit too comfortable and would be a great way to stress yourself, strain yourself, get uncomfortable, and see some growth is to add some more volume. You know, I talked about this not too long ago about the idea of raising your floor to raise your ceiling, and that's the exact same thing that this little idea is here. We get comfortable with the number of miles we run per week. So, you know, maybe your standard mileage is 30 miles a week. Every week you're pretty much running 30 miles a week. Now maybe when you're training for a race, you get into those peak volume weeks, you might be up to 35, 38, 40 miles per week, whatever. But then once you get off that after your race, you're just maintaining your fitness, you're staying right there at 30 miles. That's comfortable. It fits into your schedule, you know, the 4 or 5 days a week that you're running, whatever. Makes sense. No big deal. But do you want to grow? You want to get better? Add some more volume. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Add some more miles to your routine. Now don't do it silly wise. Don't all of a sudden dump in an extra 10 miles and go from 30 miles one week to 40 miles the next, but gradually start to inch those up. You know, add an extra mile to a couple of your easy days. You're already running real easy those days. You're not exerting too much effort, too much energy. So instead of doing 3 miles, do 4, or instead of 4 miles, do 5. Do that for a couple times a week so that now you're up to 32 miles. A couple weeks later, add an extra mile or two to your long run. You know, like I talked about in that raising the floor episode, make 15 the new 10. For the longest time, my base mileage every long run was about 10 miles unless I was training for something. Now I'm trying to get into the 15 mile territory. Inching that up so that every Saturday, pretty much without fail, if I'm just running easy, we're going to knock out 15. And that way, when I start training for the next race, I'm starting from a place that's farther ahead. Pump up the volume, add some more volume to your training. And that's one way to get uncomfortable and keep things moving in the right direction. Another option is to make a little focus on doing the little things. You know, how often do I talk about the little things? My clients are probably banging their head. Their ears are bleeding. I talk about the little things so often. What are the little things? Stretching, strength training, yoga, eating well, getting enough sleep, staying hydrated. All of those supplementary things that aren't running. But darn if they don't help you become a better runner. You know, they're so important, yet we are so quick to overlook them because, you know, as runners, we want to run. That's what we want to do. We want to get better. We want to get faster. We want to improve and grow as a runner. We should run more. Well, yeah, running more is maybe part of the equation, maybe something that you might want to do. But if you're not already doing the little things, if you're not strength training regularly, you're not taking care of your body by doing some yoga, some stretching, some foam rolling, getting plenty of sleep, all of those little things, if you're not doing those, that might be a good place to start. That might be a way that would even, you know, bring you more bang for your buck than trying to add more miles. Because if you're not taking care of yourself by doing the little things, you start getting uncomfortable in other areas. You start adding mileage, doing your hard runs harder, whatever the case might be. You're also going to run the risk of breaking down because you're not taking care of yourself, because you're not staying, you know, being proactive about preventing injuries. You're waiting for an injury to happen and then going to take care of it. So, you know, we all have our excuses and I have them too. I'm guilty. We all have our reasons that we don't do the little things. We don't have the time, or you don't know what to do, or you don't have a gym membership, or blah, 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 blah. All right? I've heard them all. I've made them all. None of them are valid. Make sure the little things are a priority. And if you don't know what to do, if you're at a complete loss, let me know. There's resources aplenty available. Websites, YouTube, things that I've created, products, whatever it might be. You don't know what to do when it comes to the little things, let me know. And there's a possibility, maybe a probability, that sometime maybe towards this summer at some point, there's going to be a big thing that I'm going to put together that's all about the little things. So I get a lot of questions about the little things, and I want to put a little something together for y'all. So stay tuned for that, and if you're interested about that, let me know. Because if a lot of people are interested, I'll make it happen quick. And if nobody's interested in a little things kind of course, guide, whatever. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to turn out to be, but I've got a couple of ideas in my head. But if nobody's interested at all, then I may not move forward with it as quickly as if I hear from a bunch of you that you'd like some resources, some tips, some tricks, some things to do about little things. So let me know on that. Number 4 on the list of ways that you could go from being comfortable to uncomfortable and maybe start seeing some more growth as a runner is to hire a coach. And if you need a coach, I know a guy. Yes, this is a little bit self-serving because I'm going to advertise myself on my own podcast. Heaven forbid, if that's a problem for you, sorry, you're in the wrong place. But a coach can be a real benefit for some runners. Now, a coach isn't necessary. It's not mandatory. It's not something that's required. And I'm certainly no miracle worker. I'm not claiming to be. But what a coach can do is give you that little nudge, give you that little push. Because by definition, comfortable, that's what we like. We crave comfort, all right? making our own selves uncomfortable can be, you know, it's kind of, you're fighting with yourself because we want to be comfortable. You're trying to push yourself to be So unless you're a real masochist, maybe that's a struggle for you. So what you can do then is hire somebody like me who can tell you what to do, who can push you down the lines, who can say, all right, well, you did this at this pace, so now I want you to do this at this pace. Maybe it's slower, maybe it's faster, but it's something that's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to push you down the path towards those big goals that you have. All right? Again, it's not easy to push ourselves all the time. It's not something that we want to do to make ourselves uncomfortable. So having an outside voice, an outside person to kind of design things and plan things and schedule things and follow up with you and hold you accountable can be pretty valuable. So if that's something that might be an issue, and maybe sometimes, you know, maybe the cost might be a barrier. I understand that. But maybe if you're going to pony up the money to work with a coach, maybe that makes you that much more committed. You put some skin in the game, and now it's not just, am I letting myself down, but I'm also kind of throwing that money away because I'm not doing what the coach is asking. So if that's something that you might be interested, disruns.com/coaching has all the information. Feel free to reach out to any of my clients on social media. If you do the hashtag disrunners, they're posting on various places and ask them what they think. And they're not going to just, you know, they're going to be honest with you. You know, there's not some little thing that I'm holding over their head so that they have to tell you all the good things. They'll tell you the things I'm not as good on, the areas I fall short on, what their overall experience is. And if it sounds right for you, check it out. And if a coach sounds right for you, but I don't sound like the right fit, hey, no worries. I know dozens of great coaches out there. Find one of them. But if a coach might help you get uncomfortable, boy, it might come back to you with some serious growth in your, you know, towards your goals. And last but not least, on some areas where you might be, a little too comfortable right now, and that might be limiting your growth, is the goals. What are your running goals? You know, if you don't have a big goal that you're working towards, if you have just some small goals, some things that aren't that scary, that kind of sounds comfortable to me. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds comfortable. Having a big goal, putting something big out there to chase, that is what pushes me, maybe pushes you, to do what it takes to be that man, that woman that's going to push yourself on your training, that's going to force yourself to go harder, run more, whatever it is, do the little things. All right, you have that big goal out there of you know, a new PR or running a new distance or whatever. You know, when we first get into running, maybe that big goal is to simply finish a half marathon. All right, but now that you've picked up a few medals, you've crossed the finish line a few times, now when you sign up for a race, you're not nervous about whether or not you're going to finish. Finishing is a given. But if that's still the goal, I just want to finish the race, that's comfortable. That's got comfort written all over it. If you want to grow, you want to move towards those big goals towards the goals and aspirations you have for yourself, set some bigger goals. You know, set something that's even higher. I want to break 2 hours. I want to run my first marathon. I want to BQ, whatever it is. Set some bigger goals that'll keep you striving farther and farther. And two last things before we wrap up. And gosh, it looks like we're going to be into the 20-minute territory again. Need to retitle the quick tips to be not quick tips. But anyway, a couple of other things to mention. One, if you're looking for becoming more uncomfortable by pushing outside of your comfort zone, and maybe you identify with all five of the things I just mentioned, don't go all in on all five areas. Pick one. Pick two at the most to work towards. Because if you tax your system too much, if you do too many things at one time, that's asking for overload, that's asking for an injury, burnout, something like that. So pick one or two of those areas and work there. And once you made some progress, you see some of that growth, then look for another area. Identify one of those other areas where you're comfortable and see if you can't pick up the slack there as well. And last but not least, I don't want you to think for 1 second that my whole going off on this idea of being comfortable means that I think that being comfortable is a bad thing. I do not think that. I think it's great to be comfortable. It's great to you know, keep it fun, keep it light, not be pushing yourself that hard. Maybe you're in a stage of life when life is just crazy right now, and running is just kind of there as something to help you relieve some stress, connect with some friends, do fun things, run a race here and there, get a medal, but it's not the time in your life to really put forth the effort, the energy, the focus to really grow. that's okay. If that's you, baby, stay comfortable. Stay comfortable. It's all good. But if you've got those big goals that you're working towards, if you've got, y'all know my aspirations, marathon in every state, and even bigger than that, qualify for Boston. Well, guess what? If I'm not willing to get uncomfortable, if I'm not willing to try something different in the pursuit of growth, I'm not going to get there. You know, that's a big part of the reason that I'm going primal for this year. Slowing down, doing heart rate training, changing my diet. It's not because it's fun. It's not because it's comfortable. It's not because I enjoy not having a bowl of ice cream every once in a while or hammering the speed workouts with the pack every week. That's uncomfortable for me. I want to, but my desire towards making serious progress towards my goals is more than my desire to stay comfortable. So I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone. But if you don't have that passion for a big goal, which is totally fine, then stay comfortable. Keep it, either way, it should be fun. But if the idea of being uncomfortable is really, a thing that you don't have any desire to do, then don't. It's all good. It's all good. So I don't want you to think that I'm anti-comfort, because I'm all about the comfort. but if you have those big goals, you're not going to make the progress that you are capable of simply by staying in your comfort zone. So that is today's quick tip. If you want to grow, you want to make serious progress towards your goals, get comfortable being uncomfortable. It sounds simple, and it's not. It's certainly not, but it's doable if you're serious about making that progress, seeing that growth. So with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow on this thing for today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope this episode maybe made you a little bit uncomfortable, because if it did, then obviously, you're probably identifying with a few of these ideas and recognizing that maybe you need to push yourself a little bit more. That's the name of the game. That's the quick tip. That's the idea behind the quick tips is me trying to get in your head and help you advance, towards your goal. So hopefully this did that for you today. If it did, share it, pass it along, post it on social media, tell a friend about it, whatever it is. The show has been growing like crazy in the last several months, and it's because you guys are promoting it, talking about it, blogging about it, sharing it. And I can't thank you enough for that. So thank you. Appreciate it. As always, always love your feedback. So if there's something from this episode that irked you or makes you want to reach out, I would love it if you would do so. So on the Twitters @DizRuns, email DizRuns@gmail.com. And as always, you can go to the show notes. Memes and GIFs aplenty today. DizRuns.com/556. So with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow on this thing. Once again, runlocker.com if you're looking for the premium, the high-end monthly delivery service. Runlocker.com. Get yourself all set up, and they'll take real good care of you, the team over there at runlocker.com. So until next time, please be well. Take good care. Thank you for listening, and get uncomfortable, eh? See ya!